This podcast was produced more than 3 years ago, but we're reposting it in response to the terrible news out of Newtown, Connecticut. This morning, a gunman killed more than 26 people, 18 of them children. Our hearts go out to all the families affected by this unspeakable tragedy. This is Poetry Off the Shelf from the Poetry Foundation, September 14th, 2009. I'm Curtis Fox. This week, the poetics of mass murder. Say you're an American poet, and you want your poetry to take in as much reality as possible, what it's really like to be alive now, the good and the bad, the private and the public. In American life, all too often, something really atrocious happens. A college student kills 32 people on his own campus. A man murders children in an Amish one-room schoolhouse. Happens all the time, right? So how do you bring this brand of contemporary American madness into your poetry? Dan Beachy Quick found one way to do it in a poem called Chorus and Hero, which we'll hear in a few minutes. He was working on the poem on Tuesday, April 20th, 1999.
It's really odd, actually. I was reading John Berryman, and he had this poem in the Dream Songs that's about the man who went up to the tower at University of Texas and opened fire, and I realized that that's what the poem was about.
Berryman's poem was about Charles Whitman, who was himself killed after his 1966 rampage. An autopsy revealed a brain tumor. And for Berryman, that and Whitman's father seem to account for his murderous behavior. The poem ends like this. Not every shot went in, but most went in. In just over an hour, with the tumor thudding in his brain, he killed 13, hit 33. His empty father said he taught him to respect guns, not persons. So Dan Beachy Quick was reading that poem.
And then NPR came on and said that a chemistry teacher had been shot at Columbine High School and that this was going on.
For Beachy Quick, news of the Columbine High School massacre was especially alarming.
My little sister-in-law was a student at Columbine when that happened, and she just thought it was a fire alarm. She was in the dark room developing photos and didn't know something was really wrong until there was a SWAT team in the field. And I was in graduate school, my wife and I, and it was so odd and awful. We flew back and were with her. Her boyfriend at the time was caught in the cafeteria.
Both his sister-in-law and her boyfriend survived uninjured.
And it's still, to me, wholly unimaginable.
So if you're a poet, how do you bring such a reality, such a bizarre reality into your poetry? How do you write about the unimaginable? What is going on in the mind of mass murderers? Well, Dan Beachy Quick had already hit on a solution, Greek myth.
The poem is looking at the Euripides play about Hercules, his coming back from the underworld and the madness that descended upon him in which he ended up killing his own children.
In Euripides' play, when Hercules returns from the underworld after completing his last labor, a god inflicts him with the madness that leads him to kill his wife and three sons. It's not a tumor, it's not his father, it's a god. Hercules didn't recognize his family and thought they were his enemies. A chorus of old men looks on helplessly as they tell us what's going on, not unlike our media today. Now, this poem isn't about Columbine or any other contemporary event, but it's hard not to think of the Dylan Klebolds, the Eric Harrises, and Charles Whitmans who so often punctuate our public life with unimaginable horror. Here's Dan Beachy Quick reading Chorus and Hero, which is told in the voice of the chorus.
When it came with eyes. We could not close our eyes to escape its gaze. When it came with eyes that looked through our lids, that looked through our eyes. Its eyes looked below the hair on our heads that did or did not blow. In the wind branching out of our brains, the sky gathered in a cave where each one of us says I and I echoes. It came and gazed into us until it found itself staring back. When he returned from the underworld, he thought his eyes were the same eyes he opened to the shades. His eyes dilated in the dark until he could see in the dark. The darkness opened in his head until his head could not contain it. He did not know night followed him when he returned. He could not see behind him. His children stared at him with his own eyes when he came home to see them. He did not know he was the danger they were in. The gods put vision in his eyes. He did not think he could not see the difference. Long ago, he notched the arrows he shot. Sometimes we see with our ears the blood on heroes' hands. Sometimes the hero walks out from his house with his hands held out, as if to ask us who cannot help but see if these blood-covered hands are mine. Are these hands mine? It's hard to see in the night flowing out behind the hero's head if these hands are mine. If these hands are mine to close, mine to turn palms up, mine to bring close to my own head, to cover our eyes with the same hands we do not want to see ourselves looking at our hands. Children look through the mirrors their parents gave them for eyes. Tears come out the mirrors when they cry. The mirrors widen in the dark, but in the dark show less. The mirrors widen in fear, a little door in the mirror opens wider. We who gave birth to them live in a cave in their heads, a cave in which we watch ourselves as they hide behind a column or behind their mother's robes, our children's eyes. When a force moves through us, when our arms act because our minds command them, when our mind obeys our eyes, but our eyes are not our own eyes, when we see as we are forced to see, when the command comes from the gods hiding inside the eye, replacing our eyes with a vision, we do not say I, we say we. We say we did this, we did this act. And when it's worse, when it's my hands, when these hands are mine, we don't say we say it. We say it came upon me, a force none could resist, soul or breath, God or madness. It acted in me, it came, and when it came with eyes.
Dan Beachy Quick reading Chorus and Hero. You can read poems by Dan Beachy Quick in the current issue of Poetry Magazine, and more poems online at poetryfoundation.org, where you can also find the Poetry Magazine podcast, hosted by editors Christian Wyman and Don Scher. Let us know what you think of this program. Email us at podcast@poetryfoundation.org. The music used in this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. For Poetry Off the Shelf, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.